Today on Katy Country 94, KDNS, Athletes in College, we're talking with Smith Center athlete Miley Raby, a 2023 graduate of the Lady Red. Miley, how's your summer been going?
It's been good. Very busy. How are you?
Good. We're doing great. Miley, you were coached by Nick Lynn at Smith Center. You were all MCL and all state in 2A. Kind of talk about your time at Smith Center, particularly in high school under the direction of Nick Lynn.
Gotcha. It was a very interesting experience. It went very well. My senior year, he went down, so that was kind of rough. But overall, I think my high school experience was pretty good.
Well, Miley, you played on some really good AAU and Mayball teams, particularly the Nebraska Lasers with Coach Andy Markowski, who that Markowski name is a household name in Nebraska. He played at Nebraska, and he's got a couple of daughters that are fantastic on the Husker team right now. Talk about your time with the Nebraska Lasers and how it made you better.
It was, again, a very interesting experience. The level of play was very, like, elite. I played with pretty much all of his daughters except the youngest one. The oldest one just graduated from Nebraska, actually. I know she has a bunch of records. I want to say maybe the double-double record. But she played on the older team, and then I played with their middle daughter. So Alexis was the oldest one. Ava's the youngest one. I cannot think of her name off the top of my head. That's terrible. I know that Alexis just, again, graduated, and then their youngest daughter committed to Omaha. But that experience, I would say, grew me as, like, a player in, like, the physical aspect and then, like, my basketball IQ. I mean, the speed of play was just unreal. It is AAU, so, I mean, I got to travel all over the place. But then COVID kind of hit hard, I guess, at the very beginning. But other than that, it was a really great experience for me.
Well, Miley, you also play with the Wakanda Lakers on the direction of Todd Clover. And with COVID, you got to do a lot of workouts. Matter of fact, Coach Clover told me that of the individual workouts with Todd Clover, you were had the second most individual workouts ever for a Laker with 60. And you were in the gym a lot in your family barn, backyard court, shooting three-pointers and taking seven shots and shooting 30, making 30 at a time and had some fun in there. Just kind of talk about your time with the Lakers and Todd Clover, individual instruction, and then playing with some great Lakers from North Central Kansas.
Oh my gosh, I loved playing for Todd. The amount, like you said, I had about 60 workouts individually, and I think that's where I grew the most as a player because he truly cared about growing me as like an individual and then working with other elite players such as like Trinity Letters and all the people from North Central Kansas and stuff like that. That playing for him is where I really like found the love for basketball, I guess. I had been playing for him since my freshman year. So, doing all those workouts, especially I did them multiple times a week. I drove down after school. I didn't do track in high school cause I wanted to work on basketball, and he truly put the time in with me. And again, I think that's just where I grew the most as a player is through those individual workouts and working on my shot and consistency. And again, playing with these, like great players around me and near me really just helped me grow connections outside of Smith Center, and then I still know some of them who play now, so it's really cool to see them grow as well too.
Well, Coach Clover said about you, Miley is a versatile player that can play the 1-4 spots. She was always looking to get the ball to her teammate and had the ability to take over a game with her scoring. And it says, Coach Clover, I am looking forward to seeing her the last 2 years as an upperclassman at K-Dub. Speaking of Kansas Wesleyan, your junior year, you pretty well decided that Kansas Wesleyan was the basketball school for you. Why did you pick Kansas Wesleyan? How did you know your junior year you were ready to go be a Coyote?
So I went and visited quite a few schools. And after I visited Kansas Wesleyan, obviously Todd had a very good connection with Shelman. And just through that coaching like connections, I know my new coach, Harper Taylor, and Ryan Shelman, they both reached out to me consistently. They were always calling me out of the blue and coming to all my games, whether it was in school or in the summertime with Todd. And I think they just had a lot to offer, whether that was through connections to the school. And honestly, I just loved the school. I liked how small it was. It's a very small campus. The professors were really like easy to talk to, and they had what I wanted to do. So it was kind of like one of those feelings where like you walk on campus and you kind of know. And so I just knew after all the other visits I went on, and after that one, I was for sure I knew I wanted to go there.
As you said, Brian Showman was your lead recruiter, and now he's in San Antonio, Texas, and Harper Taylor is taking over. She's a Greeley, Colorado native, played at Hastings College, graduate assistant at University of Texas, El Paso, assistant coach at Kansas Wesleyan, assistant coach at D2 Metro State, and now the head coach at Kansas Wesleyan. You've had limited time with Coach Taylor, but that time has been meaningful. What are your goals this year as a junior, and how do you think Coach Taylor can help you reach those goals?
Coach Taylor was actually one of like my main recruiters. I would say they're about equal, but I look forward to this year because of how far we went last year, and I know that we have some incoming freshmen that'll be pretty good for our varsity side. I played a little bit of varsity last year, so I'm hoping to get more minutes and to make a bigger impact. We were pretty successful last season, so I'm hoping to kind of run that back and go farther. But yeah,
you were KCAC regular season conference champions, went to the national tournament, NAIA tournament in Kansas City. Kind of talk about your time at the national tournament and hoping to take your team back then.
It was very exciting. It's again, the level of play just gets better and better as you go on. So I didn't play a whole lot during that time, but it was still super exciting to like experience.
Well, you were the big dog on campus at Smith Center in the MCL, one of the best scorers in the league at Smith Center during your time. Then you go to Kansas Wesleyan as a freshman and get knocked down a few pegs, and you start to build your game up and personality and traits that you hope become a leader. But talk about playing JV with an eye on varsity your freshman and sophomore year, and how you developed your game and now should be a solid varsity player this year.
Like you said, I was a top scorer in high school, and obviously when you go to college it's a different game. So I would say something I had to grow in a lot was my like shooting and my consistency and everything. The level of play is just completely different and the physicality was different, so I had to get in the gym a lot, whether that was physically on the court or in the weight room. And so I think going through 2 years of JV, that really built me as a player in consistency and gaining strength. So I'm hoping that this year, again, going into my junior year, I'm way stronger than I was in high school, and my consistency within shooting and other aspects of the game has been significantly better through playing JV. And I think it was very useful for me.
Well, Miley, your family's always been around basketball. And like I said, you've got a shooting facility out there in Smith Center, and your dad is the head basketball coach, Brandon Raby, at Smith Center. You've got a freshman sister and an eighth grade sister. Kind of talk about being around the Rabies and during the non-activities of basketball and how things go out in the barn, who wins, who's the better shooter, who helps who, and you help dad coach just a little bit.
Yes, obviously we're all sisters, so it's very competitive. We have our own basketball goal and stuff like that, and so we're constantly having shooting competitions. And I don't know, my freshman sister, she's picking up, I'm not gonna lie, she's been pretty good. Tatum, she's my youngest sister, so she's slowly getting there, she's building strength, she wants to shoot as far as me and Hannah do, but she'll get there one day. But I would say I'm still a little bit better than Hannah, but she's definitely catching me.
Well, Miley, you're a junior at Kansas Wesleyan. What do you want to do when you grow up, and what is your major right now?
Oh gosh, I have no clue what I'm doing when I grow up yet. I'm still trying to figure that one out, but right now I'm majoring in sociology and I'm minoring in psychology, but I'm trying to add a criminal justice minor as well.
Well, Miley, it's been an honor and a pleasure to interview you on Athletes in College on KDNS, KD Country 94.1. God bless you and your family, and best of luck, and hope to come down and get to watch a home game at K-Dub and eat at the library right there near campus.
Yes, thank you so much for asking me.